This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Koo Sitrong and Wong Xiaoning on The Morning Run. In about 15 minutes, we've got the KLCI opening and market insights from Carlos Casanova, Chief Asia Economist of COFAS. But in the meantime, a special guest joining us. Because today's a special day for BFM, because 12 years ago, the station literally lit up the airwaves. It's a bit of self-aggrandizement there.
Of course.
With what was the first of its kind and still predominantly talk radio station. But since then, media has changed dramatically and even radio has had to adapt.
Yeah, with the rise of podcasting and omni-channel content, a radio station is now no longer just a radio station, with digital formats becoming increasingly common. In fact, just go into our BFM website or use the app and that transition is very evident.
So to find out how radio is evolving and where it's pivoting to, we speak to the one and only Encik Malik Ali, founder of BFM 89.9. Malik, a very good morning to you, and I'm sure you're still in Singapore. Indulge us a little. How has radio evolved in the last few years?
I think radio has, I think people have seen a new facet to radio. Particularly, I think before it used to be a mass entertainment-oriented medium. But I think over the last few years, I think the entry of BFM, the presence of IKIM radio as well, actually shows that radio can be, we can go back to our original roots of radio, right? Which is, you know, sort of entertain, to educate. You know, it's not just about entertainment. Yes, there is entertainment. Chuang, you are a very entertaining person, but you also... But you are also a personal substance. So I think that's where we come in, and being able to see radio sort of moving just from, you know, not just one big crowd to just specific tribes. I think that's and BFM is the business tribe. So I think that's where I've seen the shift in radio. From a market generally, I think, you know, radio has had its fair share of challenges. I think I think radio, for example, Radio ADEX hit a peak for about 460 million ringgit in 2016. Last year in 2019 is about 364 million. So I think there was a bit of, you know, there's been a bit 20% contraction, I guess, in Radio ADEX. So there are challenges for sure. But I think this movement towards dealing with specific tribes is you know, the proof is in pudding. I think BFM from 2016, instead of contracting, we've actually grown about 12% per annum. Since then, so I think there is this shift from sort of mass listening to very, very targeted listening.
Yeah, Malik, nothing more heartwarming than a bit of mutual admiration this early in the morning. But I guess I have to put the question to you. You know, people like Media Prima moving into e-commerce, for example, might BFM start to peddle wares on its website in future?
No. E-commerce is, you know, I have. I mean, it's not a high margin business, right? Radio is and still is for someone like Astro, a hugely high margin business. Who talks about having margins in excess of 45-50% in any industry? And Astro has that. So then you move from that to sort of something that gives you maybe, you know, gross margins of, you know, much less than that, let alone net margins, you know. So I'm not sure whether that's a right strategic move for someone like BFM. I think also maybe for them, they have a TV component. So that therefore peddling wares is a more viable proposition for them. For us, it's not. But there are other areas. I think I heard Xiaoning mention about, and you mentioned about podcasting. Since thing we've podcasted from the very early days, even from day one of BFM, that was my key requirement of thing that we prepare ourselves for the digital world, and this was back into 2008. So yeah, we were podcasting since then. I still think that we're probably the number one podcaster. We are the number one podcaster in Malaysia.
And Malik, how important are digital formats and the in-connectivity with video and even social media to kind of grow ADEX within BFM?
I think it's crucially important, but it's not necessarily, I don't think it's platform centric or, you know, sort of media centric. You can't just say video and, oh, we must go into video. I think it's a question of what, you know, it's basically taking all formats that make sense for the particular audiences. So we're a business station. If the business listener, if the business tribe wants to see something on text, on articles, on online portal, we should be there. If they want to hear something whilst they are going for a jog or a run or in the car, there's radio. If they want to watch something quickly or over, you know, sort of social media and so on, we should be there too. the emphasis is not so much the medium, the type of medium. The emphasis is where are the customers, where is our tribe? What are they doing? Where what are they, when do they want to consume their substantive content from BFM? I think that's the challenge, and that's the opportunity.
Yeah, equally, Malik, you've seen platforms like Instagram, then more recently TikTok, gain huge, enormous traction. And these are platforms which is not just micro entertainment, but also offer verticals, sub verticals in, you know, commerce or business or personal finance, or even shopping or cooking.
Yeah. So it has been a very successful platform for BFM for micro news, right? So Instagram stories. I think our head of news, Keith Kum. He and his team pioneered Instagram stories during the 2018 elections, and it was fantastic. I think you could just have, you know, you could cover an election by just watching, you know, sort of a 3-minute sort of, you know, how the day went. So a great catch-up material. Of course, you have the radio to give the most updated news, but you have Instagram stories to give the flavor, the pictures at the polling booths, and the, you know, and the atmosphere when the election results are given. So I think we are, various folks at BFM are kind of like taking advantage of all these different formats to figure out which is the best thing. And I think, you know, as you said, I don't think we've done, I'm not sure whether we've done anything on TikTok. I haven't, I'm sure someone has, but certainly I think, you know, so Instagram stories, I think we are there. BFM news team is all over it. So look out for us on those platforms right now.
And Malik, you know, I'm always about the money, right? So the ADEX, that's the big question, because there's a trend towards shifting media budgets towards search engines and even different social media formats at the expense of TV, radio and newspapers. We just have to look at the results of Star, Media Prima and Media Chinese to see that effect. But I want to know, what value does radio offer that no other media format has to attract or even grow that ADEX that is so needed?
Yes. So I think radio is, radio, it gives the, you have a funnel of exclusive time with the listener. You know, when you drive to work, there's, you know, your hands are on your wheel, and you have that exclusive time with the listener, with the radio. And I mean, we talk about radio being one-on-one. So in that exclusive time, in that 45 minutes that you get to work and you're driving in, we have that exclusive time with our tribe, the business listener, that tribe. So I think for any sort of anyone targeting that tribe, that is the biggest thing, to be able to have 45 minutes of exclusive time with that person. And then what if we can expand on that and say, hey, we also know that business listener, what his or her habits are and what her media consumption is. I think that's the future of BFM, is to say, okay, beyond that one-on-one exclusive time, can we also touch base with that listener everywhere he or she goes after that, right? Yeah, when he wants to work, we won't disturb them. But once they're just a bit, you know, I mean, lunchtime, a bit of relaxation, or I want to check out a few articles over lunch, are we there? I think that's the opportunity for any media platform, is to be able to carve out your own tribe and cater and be there for them wherever they want you to be there with you.
Well, if there's anything, Malik, that the advent and emergence of the new platforms like Snapchat and TikTok has shown us, it's the ongoing love match with the younger set. How does BFM grow this affinity and find new markets with a younger population, which might, you know, in 10 years' time see BFM is perhaps a bit more antiquated than the new platforms?
So I think it's the it's in the nature of the people we bring into BFM as well. I think the average age of BFM is under 30. I'm the old fogey in the organization, and being willing to listen to them about where they want to take BFM in terms of direction. We've had a very young team sort of doing a personal finance segment called Rooming, and you know, their mantra is, you know, is about adulting. So I'm like, wow, adulting. You know, so it's about sort of, you know, it is a concept that's brought by our younger folks. So let them lead us in a way, and all we bring to the table is, okay guys, great, this is fantastic stuff, and let us use our experience, that the older ones at BFM, let us figure out our experience how to just do this, as well as making money, right? So we can't just do this on a whim. We can't just pursue causes without some funding. So let's figure out how to monetize this, how to make this work. And that's the value of the wiser folks maybe at BFM.
And Malik, very quickly, where do you see BFM in 12 years' time? What aspirations do you have? We'll be 24 years old by then.
Yeah, my aspiration is that BFM is still a Klang Valley station. We haven't been we are the most educational station in the country. Yet we are limited only to Klang Valley. We've tried so hard to go national, but there are frequencies out there that I think we can tap into. It just requires a little bit of help from our regulators, from our ministry that takes charge of us. BFM can generate 15 to 20 billion ringgit of foreign direct investment in Malaysia, allow us to beam in South Johor, allow us to beam in JB, and our frequencies will reach Singapore, where a lot of multinationals are based. And it's not to the detriment of Singapore. Some multinational Singapore do require a hinterland, and we can do that. With zero cost to the Malaysian government, just the provision of a frequency in JB, we can attract that 15-20 billion ringgit over 3 years. We can bring that investment in. And I guess, the sad thing is that I think, I've been saying this to people that matter, but there are other priorities, right? I mean, we are, we get stuff on like, this is what you said on air and that kind of thing. I'm like, look, guys, look at the bigger picture. We're a business station. Our listeners, our tribe is a business community, and our business community want to create value. We want to create value for the country and allow us to create value for the country. And all we need is government to just give us a little bit of a helping hand in terms of saying, here's a frequency, go for it, guys.
Absolutely. Hope does spring eternal, as let's hope for that enlightened day to come. Thank you for talking to us. That was Malik Ali, the founder of BFM 89.9. Stay tuned, don't go away, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.